ClearBank is the first Dutch bank to use MiCA's fast track for crypto services. ClearBank Europe has completed the MiCA notification process with the Dutch Authority for the Financial Markets, AFM, making it the first credit institution in the Netherlands to offer crypto asset services under the EU's new framework. The bank will connect to Circle's Mint platform to give its institutional clients direct access to EURC and USDC. The 40-day shortcut other banks ignored MiCA includes a provision that most crypto-native firms cannot use. Existing EU credit institutions can begin offering crypto asset services by filing a notification with their national regulator and waiting 40 days. They do not need to apply for a separate CASP, Crypto Asset Service Provider license. The full licensing process, by contrast, can take months. ClearBank Europe is the first Dutch bank to use this route. CEO Tristan Kirchner framed the move as bridging two worlds. Becoming a crypto asset service provider under MiCAR enables us to bring digital asset capabilities into a regulated clearing environment for the first time. The bank chose not to wait. It joined Circle's payment network in October 2025, selected Taurus for stablecoin infrastructure support in January 2026, and filed its CASP notification shortly after. The AFM confirmed ClearBank's status on April 9th. Why Circle, and why now? ClearBank's first crypto products are not exotic. The bank will offer EURC, Circle's euro-pegged stablecoin, and USDC, the dollar-pegged stablecoin, that currently dominates institutional crypto settlement. Both run on public blockchains, but are issued by a regulated entity with reserves audited monthly. For ClearBank's 270-plus institutional clients and 1.7 million individual customers, the practical effect is that stablecoin conversion, holding, and transfer can happen inside the same banking relationship they already use for fiat clearing. No separate exchange account. No onboarding with a crypto-native custodian. The bank absorbs that complexity. The timing aligns with Circle's EURC capturing roughly half the euro stablecoin market after MiCA forced Tether's EURT out of EU-regulated channels. ClearBank is positioning itself as the institutional on-ramp for whichever stablecoin wins the euro race. Banks are 20% of MiCA licensees. Now, ClearBank is not operating in a vacuum. Across the EU, 177 entities have received MiCA CASP authorization so far, and 36 of them are banks. That 20% share was close to zero before MiCA's transitional provisions kicked in. Spain is the clearest example. BBVA launched crypto services in July 2025. Santander's Open Bank went live in Germany in September and then expanded back into Spain. CaixaBank received its CNMV authorization most recently, completing the country's big three bank entries. The pattern is consistent. Banks use MiCA's notification shortcut to skip the queue that crypto-native firms must endure. Whether that gives traditional banks an unfair structural advantage or simply reflects their existing compliance infrastructure is a debate that will intensify as more banks file notifications in 2026. What this changes for institutional money in Europe before MiCA, a European institution that wanted stablecoin exposure, had to open an account with a crypto exchange or OTC desk. That meant a new counterparty relationship, separate KYC, different settlement rails, and balance sheet treatment that made compliance officers uncomfortable. ClearBank's model collapses that. An institutional client can hold euros, convert to EURC, send it across borders on-chain, and convert back to euros, all within a single regulated banking entity. The clearing bank handles settlement the same way it handles any other fiat payment, with the blockchain serving as the transport layer. That is a different proposition than what crypto-native CASP holders offer. Binance, OKX, and other exchanges provide broader asset selection and deeper liquidity. ClearBank provides none of that. What it provides is a banking license, deposit protection, and integration with existing treasury management systems. For corporate treasurers and payment firms, that may matter more. The Hong Kong parallel ClearBank's announcement landed the same week that HSBC and Standard Chartered received Hong Kong's first stablecoin licenses from the HKMA. Two different regulatory frameworks, two different continents, the same trend. Traditional banks are absorbing stablecoin services rather than ceding them to crypto-native competitors. Hong Kong and the EU took different paths to get here. The HKMA built a bespoke stablecoin licensing regime. The EU embedded crypto asset services into its existing financial services framework and gave banks a fast lane. The result is converging. Banks that ignored crypto for a decade are now filing paperwork to offer it. What comes next? ClearBank has $13 billion in assets under management and operates as both a UK and EU regulated credit institution. Its UK arm already partners with Coinbase on savings accounts. The EU arm's stablecoin play is the next logical step. The question is whether other Dutch and Northern European banks follow. The notification route is open to every EU credit institution. ClearBank used it first. The 40-day clock is short enough that any bank with its compliance documentation in order could replicate the process by summer. Whether boards approve it is another matter. For now, 36 out of 177 MyCA CASPI holders are banks, and that ratio is climbing. The crypto industry spent years asking banks to participate. MyCA gave banks the regulatory cover to say yes, and some of them are taking it,